Okay, here we are in a section of Jerusalem called Ir Ganim.
The city of gardens.
Little private houses with little gardens around them, very charming. And we're sitting with an old friend of mine, Miriam Yaron, who I met in Berkeley in 1980. And Miriam is probably one of the few Israelis who actually performed at Woodstock. Is that true, Miriam?
Yes, it is true.
Your name is Miriam Yaron Ahuvat El. Now, in Hebrew, it's interesting, probably other languages as well, that you can create a name which in some way reflects who you are, who you think you are. We had a friend named Beata. And for years, I thought there was a very sweet Italian name, like Beatitude. Then I discovered it meant Beata, within me is you, which had something to do with her philosophy of herself and her life. And can you explain to us how you come to this name, Ahuvat El?
You would be surprised. My name changed just this month. And from Ahuvat El to Ohevet El, and that's a big move. Ahuvat El means God's beloved. And Ohevet El means a woman that loves God. And that was an inner transition that I just, like another emphasis in my development with my relationship with God. If Ahuvat El is like the emphasis is feeling the love of God, which is very, very important to actually experience it, Ohevet El is like I become more active in this relationship, not just, you know, receiving, but actually active. So my name today is Miriam Ohevet El.
And under the name of Ahuvat El, you created and produced a CD, which I would like to talk about.
Having this close relationship with God, I was fascinated by Psalms. That I felt King David actually had something similar. So when I used to read Psalms, I was so impressed by the poetry and the way he expressed the experiences I go through, that while I was reading Psalms, sometime music just came through to one of the sentences of the Psalms, and a song was created. It was effortless. It was just from my identification with the words and the experiences that David went through that this CD actually came about. So those songs, you know, it wasn't like in one day, but through the years I collected all these beautiful songs that came out from this reading Psalms and enjoying it. And also, sometime I could find it also in morning prayers of the Siddur. A lot of the Siddur is made out of Psalms, but also personal. Anything that has to do with personal approach to God appeals to me. So, for instance, you can find in the Siddur this phrase that says, Neshama, Elohai, Neshama shenatata bi tehorai. God, the soul that you have given to me is so pure. When I come across again and again this sentence, it touches me in such a way that I made my own melody for it. And it's about recognizing that we are not just this body, you know. We are like actually a temple for the soul, for this part of us that is actually part of God. So what I do with this song, of course I made it's part of my CD, but sometime I travel with the show and I do it like a call and respond, where I sing and the audience respond. And usually people love this. Hello. Thank you.
The divine breath you have given me is pure. You create it, you form it, you breathe it into me and keep me breathing. Someday you will take it from me and I will breathe my last breath in this body and you will revive me to the life of the spirit. I offer you thanks, Cosmic Majesty, and worship you for keeping me breathing. In this way, with each breath, you give me life anew.
Can you tell us about another song on the CD, please?
Okay, the next song I would like to share is number 12 on the CD. It says, Ozi vezimrat ya vayehili lishua. This is a song that actually is part of Shirat Hayam, which is the song that Moses and Miriam sang just before they crossed the sea. And again, the words, once we understand that it's part of an experience, it's not just Moses feel like singing it. He actually sharing the experience he's having just in front of jumping into the water. He said, Ozi, my daring, you know, Ozi. And my singing to God is my salvation. He shared with us, where does he get his strength? So he said, yeah, I dare to go into the unknown, into the Yam Sof, you know, we say in Hebrew, Yam Suf is actually Sof. It's like I get to a point where I don't know what's next and I jump for it. It's like a quantum leap. Yeah, it's like a quantum leap. That's what he's describing. And also, the state of mind of singing, this is my salvation. And when I read those words, I said, gee, you know, it's about me, it's about my life, it's about our life, you know, when we get to those places. Where do we get the strength from? And the singing to God, which is another, it's an elevated state. You know, they say that in that time, when they crossed the sea, when Miriam sang also with the women, that was the secret how they got the energy to pass through. It's they were in an alternate state of mind. When they describe it in the Talmud, and they say that any simple shivcha, every simple maid at that point had visions like Yechezkel Hanavi. In other words, Yechezkel the prophet. They all were lifted because of the song. So this is, I believe in the power of song. I know it for myself as a force of healing.
In case it wasn't clear, the Yam Suf, the Yam Sof, is the Red Sea. And the event that Miriam is referring to is Moses and the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea. And you remember, they come to the Red Sea, they come to the water, and they can't get across, and behind them are the Egyptians coming to get them. And they're stuck. They're frozen in time, and they don't know what to do next. And one person, his name is Aminadav, right? He jumps in first, which is the name of the community I live in, and he jumps in first, and the sea parts.
Yeshua.
Wonderful. These are two lovely songs. Let's try a third song. What other song would you suggest we listen to, Miriam? I'd like to remind you we're listening to IsraelScene.com and that this CD and all the music we hear on IsraelScene.com is available at CDIsrael.com. Miriam, what's the next song?
I also would like to say that the song I just spoke about and the next song both were elected a festival called Shalshelet. It's a center for Jewish liturgical music, and I applied, like many, like 300 more applied, and I sent 5 arrangements, and that was the second festival last year, 2006, and out of the 5, they chose 2, and it was amazing, you know. They invited me. I was part of the festival. I actually started the festival with 1 song, this song you just heard, and I finished the festival with the other song, and they were so happy that somebody from Israel, you know, is part of this whole thing. I felt like the queen of the festival, you know. They were wonderful, and they're having another one. This time it will be in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
I'm sorry with my Hebrew. And they cooperate there with the Jewish community, and it's going to happen again. So anyway, the second song that I choose was also elected. So the word Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid is a very, very famous phrase. When you get into a synagogue, even a small shtibl, you might find many of the times that those words Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid is right in front of you. So there are many levels to understand it. One is I see God. Everything, even everything I see God. And that's one way I translated it in this song. It's a sound in English. Also, Shiviti means, in a deeper level, is that I make my attributes as the attributes of God. And the Shiviti, milshon shivayon, in other words, I make myself equal to God by actually imitating His attributes. So that's another deep way of saying Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. I also explain Shiviti, the continuation of the words. Most people know only those 4 words, but I made the music to the rest of the words. And it says, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, ki mi mini bal emot. Lachen samach libi, vayagel kvodi, אף בשרי ישכון לבטח. And what does it mean? It means, I see God everywhere I turn, I see God, because I don't fall from my right side. So I ask myself, what does it mean? What is the connection with the right side? And it occurred to me that in Kabbalat Ha'ari, we have the tree of life, and is the Kabbalah of the Arizal. Is it a very known Kabbalistic leader or teacher lived in Tzfat in the 17th century. And what he did, he opened to many of the Kabbalists up to his generation a whole new understanding about the Kabbalah. It was a big breakthrough. Modern scholars says that he's the most important Kabbalist ever exist for our generation. that is applicable. So he's talking about the tree of life, and the tree of life is has a right side, a left side, and the middle. And the right side is usually the positive side, the active side. So I keep saying to myself, no wonder, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, how do I get to that point where I see God in everything in front of me? Is when I get involved, when I'm participating in life. This is the right side. Therefore, it says, I don't fall from my right side. And he said, therefore, my heart is joyous, lachen samach libi, and I have self-esteem, vayagel kvodi, af besari ishkon lavetach, even I have a well-being, I have a sense of well-being. It all has to do with participation, of moving into life, see what's in front of me, getting involved with it. So that's a wonderful concept about Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. This is like the top, the result of our own involvement and attitude in life.
Amen.
Number six. And it one of those days that I went through, you know, reading Psalms, I came across this Psalm saying that God is saying actually to David, you are my son. Today I give birth to you. I was so impressed because I felt that again, this feeling of this close relationship with God, knowing actually that God seeing a human being as his own child. And this is a very, very typical relationship of a father to a son. So, of course, I was very fond of it and I made music.
You are my child. This very day I have borne you. You are my child. This very day I have borne you. Oh, my Father, oh, my beloved, oh, how I love you. Oh, my Father, oh, my beloved, oh, how I love you. You are my child. This very day I have borne you. You are my child. This very day I have borne you. Oh, my Father, oh, my beloved, oh, how I love you. Oh, my Father, oh, my beloved, oh, how I love you. You are my child. This very day I have borne you. Beloved, oh, how I love you. Oh, my Father, oh, my beloved, oh, how I love you. You are my child. This very day I have borne you. You are my child. This very day I have borne you. Oh, my Father, oh, my beloved, oh, how I love you. Oh, my Father, oh, my beloved, oh, how I love you. La 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 IsraelScene.com, and this music is available on CDIsrael.com along with quite a few other interesting pieces of music. We'll close for now. Thank you very much, Miriam Iron Ahuvatel Ohevetel.